Oh, but he was righteous. Oh, yeah. He was righteous. And God has made me righteous, and he will make me righteous still. And anything I lack in regards to righteousness, he's going to give it to me. And I receive that by faith, because it has been promised to me. Just as the promises to Abraham, we believe those will be fulfilled. I also believe that the promises to me will be fulfilled. The promises of the gospel, the things that Christ's death and resurrection promised to us in our bodies, that they should be done, they will be fulfilled. You know, a lot of people, they believe in Jesus' second coming. They believe in the promises of Abraham to Israel. But do they believe in the promises of God to them for righteousness? Do they believe in the promises of God to them for the things that God has said that we ought to be and obtain in his kingdom? I see a lot of lack of faith in that in these days. In fact, I see no faith at all in so many quarters that it is troubling. It vexes my righteous spirit that there is so little faith in righteousness. So little faith that Christ would come. And as John had given, you know, it says here, he would give us the knowledge to prepare the way for the Son of God, the knowledge of salvation by the remission of sins that would come through Jesus Christ, who John bear witness to, through the tender mercy of our God. He has visited us in his Son, and his Son came to save us from our sins, that our sins might be remitted. Not that our guilt only should be remitted, but the sins themselves. I don't just want to not be guilty of murder. I want to be made so that I would never hate my brother. I don't want to just not be a drunkard. I want to be made so that I will never be a drunkard again. I don't just want guilt taken away. I want to be free from my sins. As Jesus said in John chapter 8, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. If you commit sin, you're its servant. You're the slave of sin. You sin, you're a slave. And the slave does not abide in the house forever. This is what he said in John chapter 8. But the Son abides forever. We got to become the sons of God, not the slaves of sin. And if the Son shall make you free, the Son, the prototype, the one who we are to be like, if he shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's a promise. Not a theoretical freedom, but a real freedom from sin. That we not be bound by it. And how are you bound by sin? By committing it. The chain is revealed whenever you commit sin. When you commit sin, your bonds are revealed. I see them. I see the chains that hold you. Because you can't stop, can you? That's proof. You're bound. And Jesus Christ came to loose us. To make us free. And there's nothing in this world I desire more. There's nothing in this world I thirst for more than absolute freedom. Indeed. And not in theory. And not in theory only. Because I like the theory that we'll be free. I believe it. That's the promise that makes us free. That's the precious promise. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's a great and precious promise by which I might partake of the divine nature. And that is the mercy of God toward me. That he might turn me from my sins. I mean, God could save me without turning me from my sins, sure. But God made me, I'm not satisfied. You know why? Because he promised more than that. He didn't just promise, well, if you believe and confess, you can go to heaven. That kind of legalism will never get you eternal life. Zacharias here is making reference to Isaiah chapter 9. Which is one, unto us a child is born, a son is given. But the first part of that chapter, you know, the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of death hath the light shine. And he's making reference to that prophecy because he knows. What the coming of John means, the coming of the Messiah. The coming of John meant he was going to prepare the way for the Lord. He that was to come, the promised one, the Messiah, God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing in Israel.